And so I do not particularly care much for the Buzzcocks. And if anybody who listens to this radio station, I love the Buzzcocks. I do not like the Buzz. Never did. Never did. But a band from Japan came out and did surf instrumental versions of the Buzzcocks. And it's pretty damn good. Let's jump right into it. This is Everybody's Happy Now. And then we're going to do that in Fast Cards. Two songs, by the way. I not like the band, but I like these tunes. I like these surf versions by The Routes. Okay, that's from the latest Routes album called The Reverberation Addict, which is all instrumental version of the Buzzcocks tunes. That was Fast Cars. Before that, Everybody's Happy Now. Yeah, not a fan of Buzzcocks, but love the surf versions of these tunes. So, so I got to let you know that I am playing these things as a recap of 2023. I've never really played probably about 95% of these ever before on the radio. So what happens is, I was just explaining to the listener, I get about 100, at least 100 new pieces of music every month. That's like albums, singles, 12 inches, 100 pieces of music, 100 albums. Just say for the sake of 100 albums a month. So I'm going through all that 100 albums a month, filleting what I like, filleting out of that 100 albums a month. I probably like maybe about 30 of them, 30 of them. So like it's an album a day. So you can look at it that way. I get a new album every day and go through the whole year. That's 365 albums. So I can't play all of that stuff because they don't fit into themes. For example, like I'm going to get back into themes as soon as I'm done with this and Massive Music Weekend. I'm going to do the days of the week. So I'm going to do like, you know, all songs about Sunday, all songs about Monday. So I'm going to start doing that after I'm done with my recap of the year. And the recap of the year is just songs, music, and things I like that I never got a chance to play the whole year. So it really is nice. I get to fillet all the stuff. And the hard part is remembering stuff. Well, I got something last January. Oh, I think I like this tune. And I'll play it. And I go, oh, no, that's got an F-bomb in it. Can't play that. Or I'll play it and I go, oh, that's not as good as I remembered it. Sometimes I find a nice little nugget, like this next little nugget was on a compilation. There's a band that came out called Sukiyo, actually a guy called Sukiyo. He was a child actor. He was in like some 60s, 70s TV shows, and he went on to do really interesting music under the name Sukiyo. Came out with one album, a couple singles, great stuff. Stumble across a compilation track I never heard before called Zoo, and this is called Zoom. And we're going to play that right now. So once again, recapping 2023 in a way that, you know, is just being played for the first time for you guys. So, and for me, guys, I love revisiting the stuff that I like and revisit it all year because I am surrounded, I am inundated with new music all the time. And that is a very good thing. Zoom Sukiyo.
vai e non frenare mai, e gira vai e non fermarti mai. Mettiti il casco e salta sul tuo car e vai e vai con il tuo car e ballerai il twistero car. Non devi mai frenare sul go-kart, ma solo andare, andare con il go-kart. E poi ballare il twist del go-kart, twist go-kart, twist and twist go-kart. La sola cosa che devi fare è di girare, di accelerare e di gridare e ballare il twist del go-kart, go-kart. Mettiti il casco e salta sul go-kart e vai e vai con il go-kart. E gire gire vai e non frenare mai, e gire gire vai e non fermarti mai. Mettiti il casco e salta sul go-kart e vai go 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 go-kart e ballerai il twist del go-kart, twist go-kart, twist and twist go-kart. E gire gire vai e non frenare mai, e gire gire vai e non fermarti mai. Ed ecco il twist, ed ecco il twist, ed ecco il twist del go-kart.
More.
Got some monsters. That was the Pleasant Valley Tuners with Bigfoots from a really fun compilation that came out last year called That Darn Pee Poo Pee. And in front of that was the Cocos off that same compilation, Flip Your Daddy. First time I've heard these tunes, man, I fell in love with them. That's the nice thing about like reissues and all these crazy compilations that come out. You always can dig some old stuff you never heard before. And it's great because it's like old music, but it's new music. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful thing. And once again, recapping, this is the last episode of this. Recapping 2023. This is the fourth quarter. Never played these tunes ever on the radio. Saved them up all year long for you. Once again, I get like a 100 records a month. And I just fillet and fillet and fillet. And then fillet. And then I play fillet. And I playfully them. Yeah. Before that, we heard Link Ray and the Raymen doing Please Please Me, the Beebles tune. Go-Kart Rock by Gianni Morandi. And, oh, man, the dude was like the David Byrne of Italian rock and roll. You should see some of his old videos. He's just really wonderfully over-energetic and spastic. Fabuloso. And so that's what we play. We started with Sukiya Zoom. So if you're online and you're on the Spinatron. It should be Spinafor. Spinatron. It's our new automated. It actually gave us that. It actually gave us the last couple tunes. Actually, great. Wonderful. From the pop romantic French pop classic, Zoom. So that was actually from Sukiya. That's what we started the set with. And it did actually register that. So Spinatron actually, and it got all those Flip Your Daddy and Bigfoots. It got both of those. So it bats about 50% with my show, which I'm surprised it even gets that. So recapping the 2023. All right. So you ever meet somebody and they're obsessed about a song and they really juice you on it and you listen to it and you're like, I can understand why. I ran into a DJ named Soccer John. And Soccer John said, you know, we're talking about Cliff Nobles and the horse. He says, yeah, but have you heard the flip side called Love Is All Right? And I was like, yeah, I think I might have. He goes, listen to it. And I listened to it and boom, that was another fine find. So here it is, Cliff Nobles. Love Is All Right. Zombo in your brain, WRCT in the Pittsburgh.
But you came and set it free. Now look, 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 look at here, baby, what your love has done for me. And I say, love, oh, love, oh, love, it's all right.
All right,
yeah, yeah. It gets all in your body. It puts you in a groove. It puts music in your heart.
No! looking for a heart attack. All night, boys in the pink of the arcade. Cool, the booze, cool, looking for an open hunt break. Saturday night. Saturday night. Left like a maniac, warm like a king goose. My hair don't care, I'm strong, I'm lost. Back down a bit, but I come under like a chainsaw. Saturday night. Saturday night. Saturday night, it's the other day. Hey, can you do the time, I'm thinking of your hair. Hey, too many memories, I'm waiting to get back. Hey, Saturday night, it's the other day.
Cause the moment you start out, baby, you know I'll be eating my heart out. Give me a chance, let's talk it over. Baby, walk, don't run. I was a clown, fool around, now you're leaving. You know you're hurting me just to get even. Give me a chance to say I'm sorry. Baby, walk, don't run. Dear one, let me get you in my arms and then, oh, how we'll cling, and I know we'll be swinging again. Baby, don't make the mistake that you're making. Maybe you'll find it's your own heart you're breaking. Come back to me, I'll still be waiting. Baby, walk, don't run. Let me get you in my arms and then,
arms and then,
oh, how we'll cling, and I know we'll be swinging again. Baby, don't make the mistake that you're making. Maybe you'll find it's your own heart you're breaking. Come back to me, I'll still be waiting. Baby, walk, don't run.
Yeah, a compilation that came out last year was like vocal versions of instrumental tunes, and that's Tommy Leon with some really wonderfully inept lyrics to Walk, Don't Run. Before that, we heard live Ultravox, Saturday Night in the City of the Dead. And actually, I'm going to start with, you know, my next set of themes is going to be weekdays before I get back into my whole themes of like days, months, weeks, years, because I'm continuing that. But coming up is going to be all songs about Sunday, then Monday, then Tuesday. So that'll be a fun a fun. I mean, I've never done that before. I don't think. I can't imagine doing that. But it should be really a good show coming up. Right now, just want to wind down all of 2023. Like I'm saying, I get so much music during the year. It doesn't fit into these themes, and I just save it all year long. And honestly, if you ever listen to this show, the month of December till now is the time to do it, because you'll get to recap a lot of great music, and that doesn't fit in. Because a lot of the theme shows, I'll be honest with you, 80% of it's good, but there's 20% of like songs that just stink. That are just a waste of valuable time just because they fit the theme. But, you know, you put them in there because I don't know why I do themes. It's because I don't know. If I was just to pick music randomly, my head would explode. It's like, which one of these 2 million songs do you want to play? Like, oof, my brain hurts just thinking about what would I do? What? Yeah. So the themes actually give me some guidance. You know, and it can't be like, hey, I just got all this stuff and I want to play this for you now. And then it's just this boring radio show. Well, hey, today's all rockabilly. It's your rockabilly buddy Zombo here. And I get tired of playing rockabilly in a half hour. I'd have to move on. Or, hey, you garage rock kids, Zombo here. I'm going to play garage rock. And they're like, yeah, okay, that's enough garage rock for a while. I say, hey, you cool cats, check this out, man. We're going to be playing some classical music for you. Coming up next, Bartok's Concerto in B minor. Yahoo! That's what I would love to be. Classical DJs are a riot. Classical DJs are just, I mean, they can come in like totally tanked and get away with it. You know, classical DJs just, and you know, the amazing thing is now is, you know, those DJs don't listen to that music. You know, there's like this 24-minute piece of, like, Dvorak coming on. You think the dude's listening to that with you? No. And that's the other thing. Since we got a puppy, we play classical music for the pup, like, all day long. So now there's classical music all through the house. We're trying to Einstein this mutt. And so we're playing classical music for him. And there's some very nice classical music pieces, but, man, a lot of it sounds the same. And that's why I do love going to the symphony. I do love going to the Pittsburgh Symphony because it is the world's largest cover band. Yeah. But there's some really good stuff coming up to the series of the symphony, which you never think I like classical music. I like classical music. They're going to be doing Stravinsky's Firebird, which I've never seen or heard live. So that'll be really a good one. They're doing Leonard Bernstein and a couple other things I really like. So it should be good. And there's like a special going on now with the symphony. You can get multiple tickets, like kind of inexpensive. But do you guys listen to the symphony? You guys like classical music? Someone goes, oh, I just go there and I fall asleep. But yeah, that's awesome to fall asleep. You go there, man, and it's like some alternative dream world. You know, you're going there and you've got like people that have like, it's pretty ironic. They spent their whole lives mastering their craft. Playing the violin or the bassoon, and you are just lulled to sleep, and they and I don't know how they do it. It scares me. When I see one of these like virtuoso violin guys or piano people, like, and they're just playing. They're not even sight reading this damn stuff. They are actually, you know, they're actually they know this music, and one boo boo, man, one boo boo, and you're cooked. Yeah, the odds are insane of how you can make a mistake so easily in classical music. Maybe I'm just like overwhelmed by the discipline and the talent. But it is so nice. You go there on a Sunday afternoon and you just doze off, and you have these crazy fever dreams while this whole orchestra is playing. I really do think it should be mandatory for people to fall asleep during the symphony. You know. It's amazing. Some people go, well, I fell asleep during it. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what you're supposed to do, man. Nod out. Just get into a trance, this dream state, and just have, you know, the orchestra play. Fabuloso. Here's an announcement from the Allegheny Emergency County Management Council. Are you in an emergency? Did you fall asleep during the symphony and then you couldn't wake up? Woo-hoo. Call 911 if you can. Text if you can't. I don't know about texting 911. I don't know. Texting 911 is like, number one, you're pretty much incapacitated or something bizarre is happening. But anyhow, they say they have wireless customers can send a SMS message to a 911 operator from a mobile device when they can't place a call. How about that? I always say 912. It's one better. So then put emergency. See, you're not going to remember this. In the message, you put in like fire, police, ambulance, send help. Lassie fell in a well. Well, you whatever. Remember, do not text and drive. So that's a great way to, oh my God, I'm going to get in an automobile accident because I'm texting and driving. 911. Oh, I'm going to be in an accident like very soon. All right, make sure your kid's in the right child seat. So you got the both of those things. And how about telling you about some shows on this here station? I think S.I. Sick is going to show up again today. This dude is batting a kabillion. And that is, he throws the rule book out the window. You know? And I'll be honest with you, this is WRCT. There's no rule book. There's no rule book. They give you a test at the beginning of when the test used to be really hard. No, the test used to be really easy. Now it's hard. Because they say, okay, what's the wattage of WRCT? Well, it's 150 kilowatts to the west, 450 kilowatts to the east, and the south. So we got this weird ellipse where you can get the show like going up into Cranberry, but if you go like off into the south side, it's gone. Gafiga. But needless to say, there ain't no rule book. You're just but anyhow, he embraces chaos. He's a chaos embracer. And if you ever embrace chaos, you know how painful that could be. He embraces the chaos of metal, hardcore, and EDM. He plays earth-shattering riffs. Yeah, it's a real nice wake-up call after this show. Guttural growls. I heard some guttural growls on a show. See, I can do without the skull shaking bass drops. But that's every Friday at 1 o'clock. And he's going to show up again. I know it. Because this dude, he actually looked determined. Because I said, hey, you showed up the second week ago. He said, yeah, I never miss a show. I'm like, boo, okay. All right. So there you go with that. And I got to tell you about my buddy. Let's see, where's the doctor at? Wound Liquor. New show. If you like Zombo, you will like Wound Liquor. Okay? Wound Liquor is your key to healthy, fearless living. Join Doc Anomia as he obliterates your pesky phobias with targeted musical admixture, subatomic particles, and stuff like that. It's a pretty brainy show. If Zombo in your brain is like for the dopes, this is for the smarty pants in town. That's Thursdays at noon on RCT. So that's Wound Liquor with Doc Ammonia. Anomia. I'll never get that right. Anomia. I don't even know what that means. Doc Ammonia. I got to ask him. I got to ask him a question. So there's a couple new shows here. All right. Oh, so like I'm saying, I play live stuff. I got some live concerts and stuff. Here's the fall live doing L.A. RCT.
long, we'll be in voodoo country. We won't like our being there, but if we leave them alone, they won't bother us.
Ah, that's something new there, right there. The Telstons. The Telstons. Don Pina's brother. And not quite sure where that's from or where it is, but it's nice. And then we heard Ain't No Peril from the latest Jim Jones All-Stars record. And this is from the latest Bloodshot Bill record. Once again, live stuff released in 2023. Set started off with the Fall live at Tramps, 1994, L.A. And just got an hour to go and have just about an hour and 5 minutes of music to play. How fun is that? And then we're done with the recap. You will have known everything that I really dug coming in on 2023 that I did not play on a regular theme show. You can also download all these shows for free or stream them on zomboco.com. Head there, and that's on SoundCloud. Feel free. Knock yourself out. It's all free for you. And there's also a repeat of like an old show, Zombo's Deep Archive, from 13, 14 years ago. If you want to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning on a Thursday, I just have that kind of sway around this station. Yeah. What's happening next week is pretty big. The Polkamaniacs will be at Hard Rock Cafe the 24th of February, filming a live album, recording a live album, and it should be pretty neat. So we're going to be recording a live record and also doing a live DVD. So we're going to be doing a live recording and videoing. So you're more than welcome to join us. It's a Hard Rock Cafe, and it's I believe it's all age. Hard Rock's all ages, I think. But that's going to be fun. And that is next Saturday, the 24th. And in Confido is opening for us, Pittsburgh's groovy, cool, gigantic ska band. So you can't go wrong with polka and ska. Oh, man, Delaney Davidson came out with a new record this year. Came out with like three new records this year. But he redid one of my favorite songs of his. It's such a wonderfully haunting tune. Delaney Davidson from Canada doing Strange. I know. Zombo in your brain, RCT. Thank you.
to them sold. It's strange, I know. Been caught shirking, but I've been told I can't keep them clean. It's strange, I know. It's strange, I know. I try to let it all go. It's strange, I know. Sweetheart, that's empty. Sweetheart, that's full. Lay on your belly. Yeah, you push and you pull. It's strange, I know. Nobody sent me. Nobody told. I tried to keep it all going. It's strange, I know. It's strange, I know. I tried to let it all go. It's strange.
Socks. I kept the box in the gloom of my room to my girl named Cheryl. Said, you're a squarehead, argyle socks are up, boy. Now, well, she only said it once, cause I'm no dunce. And a box of karate chops right on top of her swan-like neck. And she said, heck, you wrecked my swan-like neck with a karate chop up there, huh, boy. She began to cry, she wanted to die. So said I, there's nothing worse than moldy pie. Your lunch pail, your jail, for stealing ginger ale off Jerry Vale. You got the mail from a frail at Yale who failed. Dropped the rail, the third rail, on the Santa Fe Trail. Hailed on an old nail and assailed by a snail who was old and cold and bold, cause he crawled up her nose. How is your bird? I said, how is your bird? Are you cleaving your scram? Is your clam in the jam? Like a dribbling of the frame. People used to stop me, say, hey, boy, don't you know you've been up really bad? I get mad, shake your head, so they get some too. Then one day this doll says, baby, maybe you need a new shampoo. But man, it's true, your tops are off the sloppy residue. That's so like a clown, I went downtown. Saw this guy in a white drugstore gown with a frown. I bought this hot new foamy stuff, strong enough to kill dendrup. But I can't use my comb, been covered with foam. It's all around my home, and it's not fair, cause the dandruff's gone, and so is my hair. Fair, scared, chair, where's there, have a pair. How is your bird? I said, how is your snur? Are you cleaving your scram? Is your clam in a jam? Harmonica. I dropped my harmonica. Hey, bass player, stop trying to step my harmonica. Hey, don't step on it. You think you can kill harmonicas like that? More will come. Hundreds and thousands. There'll be no bass players, just harmonica players. Today, a side man. Tomorrow, the whole band. You see?
There you go. I'm here for Paul and the CBD store. A little bit of a Bob Dylan thing. That was Race Marbles doing Like a Dribbling Fram. So yeah, I got some really wild, crazy offbeat stuff in this last set. Mrs. Miller. I can't believe she ever did.